This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. I got a note, an email from somebody during the break. The parents in New York received from CEC 31 president Sam Pirizzolo a letter stating that the New York City Department of Education is planning on sharing the children's education data and sensitive personal information, and that the Department of Education is going to be collecting information from parents, students, teachers, and share it with the State Education Department, and then they will share it with InBloom, Inc., a company whose own privacy policy states that it cannot guarantee the security of the information stored in InBloom databases. I mean, this is all very interesting that they are collecting all of this data, and certainly not something I would be comfortable with. Have you heard about this? Do you know about this, don't you?
Yes, they're going to share the information there. Basically, I think what it requires is the parents to get together and talk to some lawyers and start putting some lawsuits up their tails.
Okay.
That's the only way. That's the best way to deal with that is inflict a lot of pain and suffering on them.
Right.
Okay. Just take their wallet away. That's the way you got to deal with these guys. You know, it's too expensive for one person, and that's an idea how to fight this. Is joint efforts in what they call class action lawsuits to start bringing these boys down. And
sure.
That's where, if you want to make a change, where RBM might be able to look at some people who have the legal, you know, capabilities to take these Common Core critters out of business.
Right.
Okay, that's the American way of doing it. Sue them so they can't afford to do it anymore. Okay?
Right.
And that's the way the teachers should do it. It's basically the teachers and the parents should just grind them down into the ground where they destroy the profit for them. Look at every avenue to make it too expensive for them to do it. Take all the profit away from them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you get books, you know, return them six times. You know, you get Common Core books. Well, we don't like these. You know, just the overhead.
I see. Yeah, just be very dissatisfied with whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So you tell me how a book company is going to make a living if you keep on returning the books six times in a row.
Yes.
Okay. So there's, you know, you can then also be very bureaucratic in the way you implement things. You know, just, you know, take forever and a day to do it. And just, you know, instead of having a brick wall, what you have is Swiss cheese, and you drill enough holes in the Swiss cheese, it just falls apart.
Sure.
Okay. So you can fight it. You can definitely fight it.
Yeah. You just have to find their soft spot, their vulnerability, and it's certainly probably in the pocketbook.
Oh, there's lots of vulnerabilities in the pocketbooks, and that's just, it just takes a little bit of creativity on the parents, the teachers, the procurement officers, you know, on down the line to just, and lawyers to just basically whittle them down so they have no, you know, just burn them up, you know, financially. That's the way they go about doing it.
Right. So many parents just are not aware of the dangers. They're not aware of what is going on. A lot of mothers are working now, so they really don't participate in the school, and the parent-teacher, interaction isn't there like it used to be. So it's very sad. But if a couple of parents in one area, in one school, will get together and start talking to the other parents, I'm sure that they could be very effective. I know there's a lady down in Texas that called into the program about a week and a half ago when we were talking about Common Core, and she is very, very upset over this and is being very effective by alerting other parents.
Right. Being upset doesn't change anything.
No, it doesn't.
Basically taking action is what's going to make the changes. And I think it's like, how do you, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And
right.
I think you just take them back one class at a time, one book at a time, one teacher at a time, and you just start grinding them down, okay? You just destroy the wallet, okay? You could do things like boycott. You could boycott the charter schools, if you want to be creative. You could look at all kinds of creative things to basically, cause the cost of their doing business that way to go up through the ceiling. So they destroy the profits. Once the profits are destroyed, they lose the support of Wall Street and the thing falls apart.
Right.
And, I'm sorry I have to think this way in these terms, but if you really want to fight this, how do you deal with a gangster? Because that's really what I'm pointing out here. You're looking at a gangster mentality. And being nice to gangsters doesn't get you any place.
That's true. But that's what we've been dealing with. I mean, we have a cabal that runs the entire government, and that has been the case for such a very long time that people have gotten apathetic over it, or they just simply don't know any better because of the dumbing down in the educational apparatus.
In part, that's true, but they're going to learn one way or the other. They're either going to learn by basically turning this country into a Brazil. We have a bunch, maybe 500 people that are super rich and everybody else is in the lower 99%.
I think that we're already there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the figures.
Yes, we are already there. But the way they do this is they need the immigration stuff to go on. They need Common Core in the charter schools. They need to privatize all the assets. So they privatized the federal government to a great extent. Now, if they go to Common Core, you're talking about a financial volume that's 10 to 20 times as much as what they did with the federal government. Now, what kind of education are your kids going to get out of that process isn't going to be too good. And that's where you can fight them. That's where they're the weakest, is at the local community, and that's where you're the strongest.
Right. And this is for people, even if you don't have children in school, this is for everyone because this affects the entire community. It isn't
right.
Just for parents to get involved. It's for everybody to get involved.
Well, let's look at an example of what's going to happen. Anybody who's paying property taxes, you're going to be affected by this. An example in the past is if you look at Long Island, New York, where you had the Lucchese family take over the trash hauling business. Now, if you go to look at the property taxes up in Long Island right now, you will get a $200,000 condo, which isn't that much up there. And you'd be looking at paying $15,000 a year in property tax, okay? If you were living in Colorado, you could have a single-family home for $300,000 and be paying $2,000 a year in property tax. What's the difference? The public corruption.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen to the property owners. The more heat you put on the school board, okay, and I think what's really going to be needed now is to look at the school boards, see who's getting kickbacks and payoffs, okay, and start prosecuting them. If nothing else, the school board meetings is a good place for the parents to tar and feather the criminals.
Oh, sure. All righty. Well, why don't we go ahead and take some callers? We've got some callers lining up.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we take Art, and he lives in Off the Grid. Art, welcome.
Yeah, you can, it's a really hard place to find. You got to take all these crazy little looky-loops and duck them.
I'm sure.
And got through a bush or two. No, it's really beautiful. I've got a really beautiful place out in the country. It's so nice and quiet and peaceful. I love it. What is it? Art? Is it?
Art.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Art and Deanna. Or Deanna, art and art. You got to give Deanna top billing here. Art, I don't know how old you are.
Art, stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly, and his website is noplaceforcorruption.com. That is noplaceforcorruption.com. Be sure and look at the documents section, the PDF files there that he has available. And we have Art, who was off the grid. You had a question or a comment, Art? Go ahead.
Well, I just thought, you know, Art, I don't know how old you are, but Deanna, you and I are pretty much right about the same age. And I remember when I was in school, you know, we started out basic, you know, four courses is what you took, you know, math, science, history, and English. Basically, that was, you know, those were your four. And you know, you started out first grade, you know, health and nutrition, and then you got into, you know, human biology, and then eventually into animal biology and the ecology and, you know, the ecosystem. And as you progressed through the years, it would get more and more in depth. The same thing with history and science, you know. And but with English, you started out, what's the first thing you learn how to do? Your ABCs. And you learn how to formulate words, and you learn how to pronounce them and enunciate and all of this stuff, and grammar and spelling, and, you know, this was English, and you learned how to write. You know, what happens when you take away, and you know, they talk about what are the most important courses. You know, all four of these are important, and it wasn't until the seventh grade when you started getting into the extra stuff like shop and mechanics and all of this. And I took home ec in the seventh, in the eighth grade, and part of home ec was piping. They taught it in school, but not until you got into like the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. And then it was an elective. You could choose to take it. You didn't have to take it, you know? And, you know, so we talk about the four basics, math, science, history, and English. That can cover everything that you really need to know to survive every day of your life before you have to even consider a career. Now, what people talk about, what's the most important courses? I think the ability to read and write rank right there in the top two.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you take away the ability for someone to be able to read and to write, you eliminate their ability to communicate properly. This is how
Art
you destroy.
Art from Philly, please respond.
I would agree with you that the basics are needed, and that's what they're moving away from. What's important is the route training that everyone got. At least when I was a kid, it was very important. There's one course I think that they didn't even teach us that was important. They have this group called Junior Achievement, where they teach kids how to basically run and operate a business. And, you know, you got the typical person from Hong Kong, little kids, like 12 years old, know more about enterprise than most adults in this country. And I think that's a really sad point that's missing in this educational process, even since we were children. That's sorely needed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just truly believe that, you know, if you can't, it's okay if you can sit down and type, you know, 100 and however many words a minute. That's great if you want to be a secretary, or you're going to write, you know, you want to be an author, a journalist, or something like that. But everybody, this garbage of teaching from keyboard and eliminating cursive, are you really?
Well, I said that in the beginning, that based on learning theory, that what by doing keyboarding and computer, you basically only get 25% efficiency in the learning compared to having teachers involved with active learning of the students. So they're destroying, basically reducing it down to 1/4 of the actual learning experience. And that's known. That's known from, you know, from basically learning theory in college, Rat Lab 101. They've known that for the past 100 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is just another perfect example of push the argument in favor of homeschooling. If you really value your child's education, you know, you might want to think about homeschooling, because you sure as heck ain't going to get it from the public school system, and you sure ain't going to get it from the charter school system, and you definitely ain't going to get it in your typical college and university here in America today. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Great conversation, man.
All righty. Thank you, Art. All righty. Do you have any comments to make? Of course, if I had children, I would be homeschooling them.
I think it's time to really consider going back to a tuition-based educational system where, unfortunately, the people who have the kids will have to pay some tuition, and maybe the community helps, but there also should be a system set up where choices are available outside of public school. I think it's if they go in this direction, the public school system is turning into a failure, and that's the solution, is to go into private tuition-based schooling.
Oh, absolutely. All righty. Let's take Ralph from California. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Hi, Diana. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. Enjoy your show. I'm listening for
a while.
And Art, nice talking to you. I'm a concerned parent. My kids are 13 and 10, and they go to Catholic, and they're doing over here in California Common Core. And I brought that up on the open house that they had for the first school night for parents to meet everybody and the new principal. And after they were done with everything that they were introducing and new changes and all that, because they have a new principal, and this is fine. I wanted to talk about the Common Core, and I did bring it up. And when we were collecting our paperwork and different sheets and the Common Core, I did mention this is garbage. One parent did notice and said, yes, I agree. So I made a point to bring it up and said, the point's what I listen to, because I listen to RBN all day. I'm an installer, so I can. And Phyllis, I can't think of her name, but the lady that just jumped up,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, talks about stuff like that. So I brought those key points. After everything was said and done, not one parent brought anything up. The thing is, the principal said, I go, this is getting pushed on to the schools. And she claimed, no, the Archdiocese decided to do this. And I don't know if the Archdiocese is getting any funding out of this. She says no. But I want to go ahead and inform, get all the information I need to do. It's one of my goals. And get together with other people or speakers that can be eloquent, in discussing and talking about Common Core. So what would your ideas be, or any kind of websites, because I'm looking around. You can sign up, and I'm willing to go ahead and start a campaign and whatever I need to do.
Well, I wrote a website called NoPlaceForCorruption.com. You go to the documents section, there's a PDF file, 500 pages of issues, and there's a lot of it starts talking about what's happening with Common Core. So I would say look at it like this. If you had a gangster from Capone, Chicago, Syndicate, coming to your school and saying he's going to set up an educational system in your school where he can rip off the school and give you a degraded education for your children, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. If you're dealing with a gangster, even if it's a stupid gangster, doesn't know what she's doing, somebody above her knows what she's doing. And if she's that stupid, what is she doing in educating your kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I would do character assassination on her is what I would do, because that's what she's doing to your kids.
Yeah, I agree. Well, because we think about, he's getting ready to go to eighth high school, and they know how to handwrite, do cursive, and I'm surprised with all these parents. And I even brought it up to the principal, and she claims that they're going to do cursive. So, but one teacher did say, my son he doesn't have to do handwriting anymore. And I go, it's because of this Common Core garbage. But, do you see it reversing? Do you see, if we get enough feedback or kickback?
Pushback. Let the people lead and the leaders will follow. That's how it's going to work if you wanted to reverse.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. We are going to our 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Art from Philly. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. Got a note from the chat room. Can Art speak to the cost to local schools of federal mandated programs? I think it's not a cost to them. I think the federal government pays the schools to adopt these programs, just as they pay the schools for the number of vaccinated children they have.
Great. That's what I've seen, how it works. They're basically getting funding to implement these programs.
Right.
And then it's only partial funding. And what happens is, as the federal government gets the programs instituted, it's like any other unfunded mandate. They pull the money out, and then the taxpayers on the hook for the rest.
Wow. All righty, let's take another call. Let's take Mark in Philly.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Art. Deanna, it's been a long time since I've called into your program. I really, really appreciate you. Your keen intellect and your keen perception challenge me every time I listen to you, and your spirit encourages me to go onward and dare ask the questions and dare to say no to these corrupt people and situations we're dealing with. And Art, you're incredible, man. You're one of the super detectives of the planet Earth. I don't know, man. I went down the rabbit hole of your website, and it's endless. I mean, it blew my mind. And I want to tell you, between the two of you, you inspired me to take action locally here in Philadelphia. I'm not originally from here. I'm from Missouri. But I fought the fight and did my part, my itty-bitty part, to fight the corruption at the traffic court here in Philadelphia. And now, and maybe, and I was going to ask Art about that, if he knows, maybe he had something to do with that as well. They indicted nine traffic court judges for corruption. Deanna, I don't know if you're aware of that. And they closed down the traffic court. It's the only traffic court in the whole state of Pennsylvania. And, I want to mention that, and that's because of the work that the two of you done. And by you having Art on your show previously, it inspired me to take action when I had an experience with the traffic situation. So, I want to acknowledge you both for that. The other thing I want to bring up, on this issue of corruption, is being that we're talking about children, and I want to ask Art about if he knows the tie-in, because you guys brought up waste management earlier. Waste management has something to do with this fracking stuff, the removing, supposedly the covering up of these toxins, and our Governor Corbett has some ties with waste management, because I believe he was their attorney for several years back. The tie-in with Governor Corbett, possibly to the issue with the Sandusky sex, the pedophilia that was going on at the University of Pennsylvania, along with the possible cover-up of the sex ring things going on. Do you know anything about these issues concerning Governor Corbett and these involvements?
Yes, I do. First, there's the traffic court. It was privatized by Mark Swiker, who's part of the Jewish Mafia, controlled by the Bucks County Republican Party. And you saw what their cronies did. The upper echelon of the Bucks County Republican Party is Pat Dion, the chairman of the board of SEPTA. He is co-owner of the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with Sheldon Adelson, the guy who bought the Sands Casino, and it's directly from Meyer Lansky, whose wife is in a home in Lower Bucks County right now. With regards to Corbett, again, he was put in power by the Bucks County Republican Party, again, directly tied to the Jewish Mafia. Waste management system started in Philadelphia, Schultz trash hauling, again, directly tied in with the Jewish Mafia. The former governor, Edward Dale, by the way, found it interesting. He's the uncle of Senator Specter, who passed away. So this has been going on, and Philadelphia is the base of it, but now the power base is in Bucks County, in the Republican Party. They're the ones who wrecked the schools of Philadelphia.
So what about the tie-ins with the issue that happened with Penn State and the cover-up with all of that?
That's real simple. Corbett was put in there primarily against Bruce Castor, who is running as the Attorney General for the state, by Harry Fox and Robert Asher, who's the Pennsylvania Republican Party committee man, who also is a convicted felon when our state treasurer blew his brains out on TV. Corbett did work for Waste Management Systems. His primary reason to be installed in there was to put mafia casinos in throughout the state and make sure there was no prosecution to that effect. With the Sandusky scandal, if he's able to have us look the other way over the mafia putting casinos throughout the state, then I'm sure the Sandusky issue is a very small, minor issue compared to what he really did. And his buddy Bob Asher was getting all the fracking contracts through working closely with Halliburton through the Marcellus deals.
Can I ask you about the parking authority? They seem to be in the mix here somewhere too. Tell me I'm wrong.
The parking authority was privatized by Mark Swiker. It's the Bucks County Republican Party, BucksCop.org, which is the power broker that's doing all this. It's that power structure that's wrecking the state and wrecking the country. That just directly tied into Netanyahu and the Likud and Sheldon Adelson.
Bucks County Republican Party?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, Art, for the great work. Thank you, Deanna. I'm telling you, you got to have Art back on more often. I'm telling you, I'm. This is better than Tom Clancy, I'm telling you.
Well, thank you.
This is the real deal. I mean, telling you, and you've inspired me to take action, because now I did my part to help bring the attention about this corruption at the traffic court, and also I fought a fight with the parking authority. And just say no to corruption. Just say no to these thieves and these traitors. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Art.
Well, thank you, Mark, for your kind remarks. All righty. Do we have anybody else here? Let's take Chris in Las Vegas.
Well, Hello, Deanna, and especially you, Art. Thank you so much for being on today and sharing that knowledge you've got with us.
You're welcome. So when are you going to start boycotting the Adelson School in Vegas?
Well, he's a pretty big boy in Las Vegas. He gives Steve Wynn a run for his money sometimes. What I was going to observe with you, if you don't mind me sharing, is that the common core of Talmudic communism is the underlying premise of this whole administration, or misadministration, disadministration, perhaps. I had observed that you were running across AOL in their movie, You Got Mail. Well, some would note that the black-robed high Yahudi priest cult, Yahoo, may have some relativity to what you speak of there, and that this is all coming from these Sun or Ra Ka worshiping cults of these demoniacs from the seat of Satan that come from, that you're speaking about in these, all these different circles.
Yes, it's on the website already.
And it also occurs to me that Bill Gates and his Monsanto, a.k.a. Mo Satan, Moloch and Satan, likely from his Tavistockian Institute Association through his father, grandfather, was probably offspring of Margaret Singer and of the Black Elimination Project, the eugenicists, and global mass murdering cults that are just running amok on this planet right now in this time of evil.
Well, the part I know about Bill Gates that's not mentioned too much is his uncle, who is a venture capitalist, the major venture capitalist in Silicon Valley, and he funded Bill Gates, so he could have, you know, he didn't need any technology. He could just basically finance his way to anything he wanted to do.
And more likely a vulture capitalist, some would observe. But I really admire your knowledge in this area. Whenever we're driven by higher spirits, it's amazing what the human being can accomplish and recall. And you are just on fire with this stuff. And we love you for it and appreciate your contributions. And thank you, Deanna, for having Art from Philly on today.
Oh, thank you.
Give her regards to Mr. Adelson.
Indeed. I'll tell him that you spoke of him highly.
Funny.
One offshoot of that is Stephen Wynn's close buddy is Michael Milliken, the convicted felon Ivan Boesky. He's basically involved now with privatizing the schools of Utah with charter schools.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right on top of very close to McMartin preschool trial type, which ties back to the Franklin cover-up, up in Salt Lake City, and I can't get traction for anybody to investigate it. You know, I've been trying to yell to the high heavens, trying to find some agency of government that will look in and stop, because it's absolutely a child pedophile sex abuse ring operating within the Department of Child Protective Services in Salt Lake City.
You need to talk to the FBI Organized Crime Squads. That's the ones who do this. You got to get in there. Okay.
I'll try that. Thank you, Art.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciated you sharing with me the note that you got from Joan Swirsky.
Oh, you like that?
That was really funny.
Right. I commented and says, well, based on what you said here, here's the conclusion of the big picture of what's going on.
Yes. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with some more callers.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corruption.com. Already cut the music. All right. I was trying to talk over the music here. All right. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome.
Quickly. Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, Art.
Good
as I say, it's house cleaning time, but at first we have to find out where all the dirt is.
Yes, I guess so.
And as I say, the previous callers, you know, they gave you already quite a few accolades that both of you very richly deserve.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, do you have a question for Art?
I just want to bring something, remind something that was about 20, 25 years ago. There was a scandal in Canada where organized crime, they were owned fuel oil companies, and through some of their subsidiaries, they owned waste disposal companies. And a reporter, a real reporter, he was researching their business, and he came across that they had sold more fuel oil, gasoline and everything, than what they had bought. And then he came onto the track that these, those same financial interests that they owed the waste disposal companies. and they were getting up to $1,000 a barrel for disposing of toxic waste. But guess what they did? They dumped it into the fuel oil, into the gasoline and everything.
Wow.
And a friend of mine, he owned a dealership there in Moncton, a BMW dealership and a repair shop and so. And he said they were always wondering why the engines did not perform according to specs, to specifications. And then a few years later, when that came out, he said, now we understand why the engines didn't work as well as they should have.
I always find it kind of ironic that the Jews would be involved in waste management. It's kind of hypocritical in a way.
Yeah. Now, there was this little group of people out of Toronto that do control Canada. I think his name is Edgar Brofman and his sister Phyllis Lambert, who controls this little company called Toronto Direct. Those are definitely Chicago syndicate companies. I've heard you can't do anything in Canada without Brofman's approval. And he's the one who pushed all the hate crime laws down everybody's throat in the country.
There is now another aspect. The previous caller, he mentioned something about the fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And here in New Brunswick, the New Brunswick government hell-bent, they're determined to push, basically make this a fracking province, you know. And the fracking fluids, about 15-20% are being recovered. They're highly toxic material. You know, a whole witch's brew of toxins. What I understand, they trucks in there to Nova Scotia, and they're supposed to be a disposal company that don't even have they can't even take the toxins out of it. But naturally, where does it end up? In the up end of the Bay of Fundy. Enjoy your seafood.
Yes.
Wow.
Indeed.
That goes in the ocean.
Thank you so much, Werner. We do have a couple callers left that I'd like to
move on.
Thank you so much. All righty, let's take Kathy. Kathy, welcome.
Hi. This is the only guest that has ever appeared on RBN that, like, scares the crap out of me when I listen. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, oh, my God. This guy, like, needs divine protection. But I also respect people that push back upon corruption. So, that said, I wondered if he had any thoughts. My first boyfriend disappeared from Boys County, Nebraska. I read the Franklin cover-up shortly after it was published because, you know, as a 13-year-old, when your boyfriend just disappears, you know, I just basically have always been interested, you know, in that whole situation. And I spoke with Ted Gunderson before he passed away, and I heard, you know, different things about him. And I'm just curious if you have any thoughts about that story and basically Ted Gunderson and what his role may have been in that situation.
Okay, I know about Ted Gunderson. When he started his career, he started in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, prosecuting organized crime. This was the first place. I also know a friend here who used to work for Army Intelligence back in the 50s, and he showed me some of those old reports that there was a massive issue back here with infiltration of communists in the Jewish community going all the way back to the 50s. With regards to Boys Town, I know as much as what was reported by Gunderson per se. You know, it's pretty far from me. I've definitely heard what he had to say. The FBI would be the ones to prosecute something like that. But again, it's, you know, a special crimes division. You got to find someone who's going to be your sponsor if he disappeared to find out what happened to him.
Well, this was a long time ago. I'm 51. This was in the 70s, and we used to stop. My parents would permit me. I met him at, like, diabetic camp because I'm a type 1 diabetic since I'm 2. And so I met him, and my parents would allow me to call his mother. So it was kind of strange. Every time we went to see my grandmother, my parents would stop at the payphone, and I would call Steve's mom and, you know, say, oh, have you found him? I think it left a, I mean, can you imagine the impression that would make upon you about the world, you know? And it just was a very, and people find my yearbook. I hope you hear from him. He just, like, disappeared. So, anyway, I don't know what parent roots his parents have pursued, but I just was curious what you thought about it. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. Bye.
All righty. And we hear a lot about Gunderson. I met him once in 2007. I had a gut feeling about him. And it was actually proven right with the later guest that I had on. All right, let's take Kent real quick in West Virginia. Kent, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Art. Adelson guy is really trying to muscle in on Spain, making a lot of demands for a casino over there, a European casino. And I'm in contact with a lady in Spanish radio over there, and she's been investigating him. Do you have an email address that I can maybe put her in touch with you?
Well, if you send it to Deanna, she can send it to me.
Yeah,
and it also the information's on the website, noplaceforcorruption.com.
Okay.
Basically, I identify him as being the power broker behind 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he basically is the Al Capone of 2013. Is what he is. He took over he's running the mob.
Yeah.
Globally right now, he's the top guy, from what I can see.
So, I gave her your website. So, then what's on your website is what you know. Then that's good enough. Then, yeah. Well, I think you might want to check into what he's doing over there. He's made all kinds of demands about. You can imagine what he's demanded everything under the moon, and they're caving into him. You know, reduce taxes and all the laws, safety laws, and all the health laws get thrown out the window, and you know he's trying to steal the country. So.
Right. I mean, honestly, with the truckers boycotting Washington, D.C., I think they should be boycotting Las Vegas right around Adelson's activities there, his casinos, his school, and let them know that we know that he's the top dog and, you know, he's not going to be welcome here anymore.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Kent. And if you do want to email me, it's deanna@spingola.com or comment@spingola.com. So either way, so that that friend of yours can get a hold of Art. Alrighty, we're just about out of time. So you want to make some concluding remarks about today?
Well, I think thank you for having me on. Hopefully, we helped your audience. The purpose of why I did this is just to let people know that they can fight this Common Core issue. And you know, we had a revolution in 1776 to fight the king. And we can fight Mr. Adelson and his proxies and the Rothschild proxies that are basically ramming us down our throats. Most wars are economic. 90% of a war is economic, not the battlefield. And that's where you fight them.
Absolutely. And they make a lot of money. They fund both sides and make a lot of money and kill a lot of people. And that's also another double whammy for the reduction of the population of the planet, which is also something that Bill Gates is funding through his vaccine programs all over the world and has admitted that its vaccines are for the depopulation of the planet.
Right. Well, we got this little company right around here called Merck Sharp & Dohme that makes quite a few vaccines, which is one of the authors of the entire immigration plan, along with General Electric, another Rothschild business.
Yikes. Okay. We got to have you back soon.
All right.
Thank you so much, Art, for being on the program.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners.